Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
9 months ago, Lieutenant Commander Sarah Johnson waits by the doors as they open. David Miller, a bleary-eyed man, steps off the platform and into the harsh fluorescent light. He spots the woman and snaps a crisp salute. Lieutenant Commander? Sarah waves him off. No need for that now, son. Here, let me help you with your bags. As they move across the platform to the bulkhead, David stares around the room. It's huge for what it is. Crisscrossing catwalks span over an area as large as two aircraft hangars. At one end, three doors lead to marked areas: mess hall, crew quarters, and recreation room. At the other end, three doors lead to these marked places: control room, reactor compartment, and radio room. Sarah gestures at the door marked crew quarters. Inside, you'll find space for your bags. And then adds, with a smirk, "Hope you don't mind bottom bunk, Commander's privileges." David nods, eyes slowly scanning down to the shapes beneath the catwalk. "Yes, that's the why of it all," Sarah says, following his eyeline. "I'll explain after the beginner's debrief." As David crosses the final span of catwalk, a soft groan escapes the metal. Not loud enough for the human ear, but the screw holding these two parts of the catwalk together, specifically screw 11-K-T7, sags a bit in its place. David shoves his duffel into a locker, eager to begin. Sarah watches with amusement. "Where did you serve?" "The USS Richmond, ma'am." "Right. I was the USS El Paso. They like selecting people who worked on nuclear subs, specifically." "They tell you why?" David shakes his head as quickly as he throws his personal belongings under the bed. "Because a diesel sub spews exhaust, son. It can only stay underwater as long as it takes for the air to fill with fumes and for the crew to start choking. But a nuclear sub? They run clean. No waste, no fuss. A nuclear sub can stay underwater for as long as her crew can take it." David is about to speak, but Sarah puts up a finger. "The silence, I mean. The isolation. Welcome to Facility BWOF-006. Welcome to your year underwater, son." Heracles. Heracles Melville, you are in Huma, Louisiana. Huma is, you wouldn't call it, well, you, what you would call it is an in-between town. It's not big, but it's not exactly small either. You have been chasing for the last year Josiah Jameson, the man you put away and then he unput himself away.
What a great way to put it. They're about to say that you let out. I'm like, no, he got out on his own. Maybe.
Josiah has left a trail of distorted bodies and ruined lives since he got out. In Huma, you found someone Josiah left behind, a gruesome clue for you specifically. He tricked one of his converts, or J-mites, as they call themselves, into waiting for you here to lead you on to the next clue. It's a horrible, awful game of cat and mouse that the two of you have been playing for this entire time.
Oh, that sounds so just revolting. It just sounds awful, Adam. It just sounds bad, man.
This J-Mite has been given what they would call a gift. He had the power to, with just reaching into someone else's body, the power to pluck out one of their organs and put them into himself, which he needed to do because his organs rotted in a matter of hours.
Yeah, no, good. That's so good, Adam. I'm so glad. So is this man in town or is it he in a location?
Wow.
Okay.
So you and Special Agent Rowdy Wilson were able to subdue him with...
I think you're about to say seduce, and Rowdy... Rowdy is a hot man. Rowdy, he's a good-looking boy. He's got that tan of a man who's outside a lot, but not leathery, like he's been outside too much. Just the right amount.
A nice basting.
It's that guy, he looks like Joe from True Blood and Magic Mike. Joe Mangiello?
Mangiello, yeah.
He's a big nerd.
Yeah,
he plays D&D. He looks like him.
Yeah.
That's who Rowdy Wilson is.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
If we had to cast him, we would cast Joe Mangiello. Yeah.
Joe from True Blood.
Yes. And also from...
And also Magic Mike.
Yeah, Magic Mike.
And Magic Mike XXL. And yes. Magic Mike, the third one, maybe. I don't actually know if he's in
it. I've not seen it.
Me neither.
Yeah. You and Special Agent Rowdy Wilson were able to subdue him, this J-Mite, but not without some complications. You put him in the hospital. For what he's been doing, and also because he probably kind of needed to go to the hospital. Anyway, the two of you are waiting in the just outside the ER, in the little waiting room for people in the ER. And you're probably, I'm guessing, sitting on those, you know, those all together plastic chairs. Yeah. Rowdy's sitting next to you. He's got the cup of coffee in his hand. He's just taking slow sips from it. It's probably, it right now would be about midday.
You know, Rowdy, when I was a boy... I broke my arm. Two places, here and here. I didn't get to spend a night in the hospital. See, I'd been wagging school that day. I was supposed to be in class. I was off doing something else. I fell and broke my arm. And so it was punishment. My daddy didn't let me stay overnight in the hospital. I had to go home. If he had his way, they wouldn't reset the arm either. Teach me a lesson, that kind of thing. Anyway, that hospital reminds me a lot of the hospital that I briefly spent in when I broke my arm. You ever broke a bone, Rowdy?
Rowdy leans back and he says, you asking if I've ever broken a bone or if I've ever been in a hospital?
Broke a bone. I assume you spend time in the hospital.
Never broke a bone, no.
You got shot at least twice.
Three times, he says, looking at you, and you realize you're forgetting the time you got him shot.
Well, that was, I thought that was more of a glancing blow, that third one. That doesn't count unless it goes into the muscle, right?
Glancing blows are the ones that sting the most, he says.
Well, I've been shot too, if that counts for any... commiserations. So what do you think about all this? You reckon we're getting a step closer, or there's going to be another body behind another door, behind another body, behind another door?
We're always two steps behind, Heracles, he says. You can hear the tiredness in his voice.
Are you all right, Agent Rowdy?
I don't know how much longer I can do this, Heracles.
Do I know if he means this as in Chase Josiah Jameson, or this as in me? And all of the things that I bring.
Well, I guess that would be a check.
Well, I know I'm going to fail at it. Because if I need empathy...
Yeah, let's call that...
I don't have any.
Let's call that empathy composure. So it's two dice.
Well, my composure's pretty high, yeah. But yeah, I have no empathy. Yeah, so things have changed for Heracles a little bit over time.
That is correct, yes.
You know, but I haven't gained empathy.
since we last spoke, Tom, your character has... It's not leveling up in World of Darkness, but your character has gotten stronger, yes.
My character went to jail.
Yeah, that too.
To get out of Australia.
Yes, that is how you got out of Australia, correct, yes.
Where I might have ended up in jail. Man, going to jail to get out of going to jail. King move.
Anyway, you got two successes. So you know Rowdy Wilson pretty well at this point.
I've known him as long as I've been... We met on the first kind of... Little
you
dipping
put
my
Josiah
toe.
Away together.
We put Josiah away together, but like I've worked with him, but we've been aware of one another since I first dipped my toe into the ontologically problematic. I feel raiding a bunch of assassins who were actually a cult. Love cults.
Oh, everyone loves a cult. Nothing more interesting, fascinating, and above all,
and easy to join.
Yes,
like You know, I was thinking the other day, if you're in a cult, Adam, you get a good outfit.
Mm-hmm.
No one, you know what you have to do every day.
Yes.
Right? You don't have to think about anything. And, I mean, the cordial's good.
You believe it's a mixture. It's okay. Both. Rowdy is at this point in his life. Rowdy's in his 60s currently, and he's also just tired of you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hard work.
Yeah.
Heracles is at this point realized that he doesn't thank Rowdy a lot. Like, he does from time to time, but, like, there's exciting stuff happening. And
sure.
Normally, Rowdy doesn't care because he's also excited by the excited stuff. But so Heracles is like, oh, okay. Okay, this has been a year-long chase of a guy that they already put away. Plus, there's been other shit. There's always other shit with Heracles. There's constant things. I keep asking him if he could tell me about Blackwatch, and he doesn't know anything, and it's annoying him. And he's tired of that.
Yes.
Rowdy, I'd just like to say I appreciate you coming all this way with me here today.
He puts up a hand. Oh. He doesn't really make any further noise. He changes the subject, in fact, actually. He changes it pretty quickly.
Oh.
You reckon what do you think the clue's going to be? Previously, you've had, like, the person has just been told the clue to give to you, but you've also had to check someone's skeleton. Once you had to unfurl a note that was tucked behind someone's eye. You've done a lot of weird things to get the clues.
Well, it's organs. So if I know Josiah, and I unfortunately do, I got a real bad feeling it's written on his spleen.
Yeah, I think you might be right on that one.
Rowdy. He's put a compound in his blood, and if we drain the blood out and put it up against a UV, it'll give us a Morse code or something.
Yeah.
It's going to be bad, Rowdy.
That sounds like the sort of shit he'd do, yeah.
It's going to be real bad.
I am going to get you, well, I'm going to roll for you a wits composure. You have trained observer, correct?
I do. I have two dots in trained observer. It's one of my favorite dots. Do you want me to talk about the dots that I have, new dots?
Oh, yeah, please. Tell us about your new character.
I have some new dots. Nothing in empathy. I've gained a bit of notoriety.
Yes.
So I'm publishing things, little excerpts. People know drama follows me, Adam. I have.
It very much does.
But also it's a bit of notoriety that people like either are like, oh, if they're switched into the scene, they recognize me.
Sure.
But I can still get down. Like, no one outside of that knows me. So people in law enforcement know me. Some of them like me. Some of them do not.
Yes.
But yeah, people who are in the kind of paranormal, spooky scene are aware of me to the point where occasionally I get job offers or people are like, hey, here's a fucked thing that might be interesting for you to investigate. So I've gained a little bit of fame. So that's one of my new dots. Mm-hmm. Also, while I was in prison, I learned how to fight. So one of my dots is in street fighting.
I did see that. That's good. What does the first dot of street fighting give you? Do you remember?
I don't, Adam.
That's all right. I can look it up.
Here's a question for you.
Yes.
What you're asking there is you're suggesting that I checked. I didn't just go, street fighting? Well, I figured...
I'm in.
I figured at some point, Heracles has had to kind of get a bit good at some stuff that he previously didn't have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a martial art of some kind felt too intense. Street fighting felt perfect. It was just like improvised fighting. Feels like it's something that works for Heracles.
So you failed this role, which means it takes a little while before you're maybe focused on Rowdy Wilson. So it takes a little while before you notice that Rowdy Wilson has stopped talking to you and is looking past you. You turn to follow where he's looking, and you see over by the nurse's station, you can see there's an EMT standing there, leaning against the counter, talking to the nurse, and they seem to be having a really animated conversation. They're both, like, really engaged in this. On the back of the EMT's jacket, you see Serenity Memorial Hospital, which is the hospital that you're currently in. And you just begin to catch, you're obviously catching, like, many, many moments into this conversation.
Yes.
The EMT is like, You gotta understand. I've been in this business for more than a decade at this point, and this is quite definitely the strangest gentleman I have ever spoken to.
I immediately look at Rowdy.
Rowdy looks at you. The Nothing left to do but the autopsy on this one. I can handle that.
Thank you, Rowdy. If it's on his spleen, you owe me a coffee.
He nods and accepts that he is going to have to owe you a coffee.
Maybe take it. I'm going to go find out what they want.
He nods. He's honestly, he seems relieved to not have to think right now.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. Is there like a vending machine or like an instant coffee machine or a...
Yeah, there'd be one right next to the nurse's station.
All right, I go over there to to check that. Go back to Rowdy. Oh, can I borrow $2?
Rowdy opens his wallet, fumbles through it for a second, and hands you $2.
Much obliged. I owe you.
I imagine he...
Rowdy considers that for a moment.
I know I already owe him. But I really owe him.
You know, our relationship, Faber's really only have ever gone one way.
Well, then I owe you $4.
All right, you wander back over to the machine. You hear the EMT continuing on. Sabineville, it's the first time I've ever been called out that far south.
I'm currently looking like I'm having the hardest time deciding whether I want a Snickers or... A Yankee Doodle. Is that a candy bar in America? I should have looked this up. I don't know American candy.
First one that you see is, and the most populous one that you see, is Apple Turnover. It says America's Treat inside it in little quotation marks. You see a couple of regional ones as well. You see one called a Sweet and Salty, which is, as the name implies,
sweet and salty.
Sweet and salty, yeah.
It's actually neither, just bitter.
No, there's another one, Just Bitter. That's what it's called.
It's called Sweet and Salty, Just Bitter. It's a variant.
By the Sweet and Salty Corporation, Just Bitter. Finally at last, that one's called. The Sweet and Salty is called Together at Last. Yeah. And so Just Bitter is called Finally at Last.
Yeah.
You see another one. You see probably like a Mars bar or some equivalent, some similar one. Are you looking at just a candy bar?
I'm just looking at whatever's in the candy vending machine there.
You see a bunch of chip packets as well. There'd be, you can get some of the classic.
Lace.
Yeah, some classic like
Doritos.
Lace. Yeah. There's, once again, probably a regional option as well, which might be like Crawdad or something like that.
Well, I haven't had a Crawdad chip in 20 years. I didn't even know they still made them.
Well, the kids, as we're rocking up, the kids are just streaming out of this damn building. None of them seem to be very comfortable with the situation. They're yelling, they're panicking, whatever. We have to fight our way in.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices
down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Once we're in, this gentleman, you ever heard of hyperesthesia?
Question. Heracles Melville ever heard of hyperesthesia?
That would be a medicine intelligence check.
Can I use a bit of willpower?
You absolutely can. Mark off a point of willpower. That is your intelligence of 4 and your medicine of 1 plus another 3. So, you know hyperesthesia is... It's a medical condition, a diagnosable medical condition, where someone is just very easily overwhelmed by stimuli. So light or noise or touch. It can be a long-term condition that someone can have as part of a complication of some other condition, or it can be a temporary condition that someone can have. It's less a medical diagnosis as it is more a symptom of something else.
Yeah. So he says that, not talking to me, obviously, Adam.
Yeah.
And it's not even like a conscious decision. I haven't looked away from the chips from Crawdads. I'm going to get some Crawdads.
Yeah.
I've just said, like, out loud as though I'm in the conversation, why, yes, the medical condition of being overly stimulated, either as a symptom or a longer cause or some kind of other syndrome, bright lights, over thing, that kind of, oh, I'm very sorry.
The EMT turns around to look at you. And then ignores you largely and then turns back and continues to the nurse.
I'm just gonna crawdads, you know. Never mind.
Are you trying to seem personable right now?
No.
No? Okay.
it just happened.
Well, he continues to ignore you then.
The man, he was kept covering his ears. Any sort of sound seemed to be overwhelming him. He complaining that the light was too bright for him. Get this.
He leans into the nurse, looks over at you to check to see if you're trying to overhear.
Crawdads or just bitter? Crawdads or just bitter?
That would be let's call that subterfuge presence, 2 dice. He looks over at you and then turns back to the nurse and says,
why would it just be bitter?
The thing is, there was no damn light. It was nighttime, and whatever party those kids were having, there were not a lot of lights going on in that party, tell you what.
He leans in and gives kind of like a almost lecherous sort of wink at the nurse, and she doesn't seem to really appreciate that moment either. But you can see that she's still very engaged in the story.
As am I, Adam.
But here's the stranger damn part. We're part of the check to see if the damn man's concussed. We're checking with the light in his eyes. That was not when he started first complaining about it. But my partner takes out the light. The man starts struggling. He's fighting, wriggling like a damn crawdad on the line trying to get away from us. The man would rather tear his damn arm off like a fox trying to get out of a trap or whatever, then have us inspect him. He starts screaming bloody murder. Anyway, we managed to we had to sedate the poor fella. But I guess it ain't the weirdest part of it, but here's another weird part of it. The man was dressed for a costume party. It was not a costume party.
He starts chuckling to himself.
That is a weird part.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to ask what he was dressed as so bad, but I'm hoping maybe the nurse will.
that does not happen. The man's radio crackles on, and he gets called away. He responds to the radio, turns around, and walks off.
He said Sabineville.
Sabineville, yeah.
Sabineville. So he's gone.
Yep, he leaves.
Because I have enough money for a just bitters, so I buy. I got to find out why it's just bitter. So I buy a just bitter bar. I try some.
It's just bitter.
I don't want to stay. Why would sweet and salty make us?
There's like one left as well. It's quite obviously popular.
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you go in for the sweet and salty just bitter flavor?
Oh, I love the just bitter flavor, she says.
Well, look, I guess I'm more of a sweet and salty man, a traditionalist. Why don't you have the rest of that? That's not really for me.
Thank you, she says.
Oh, I broke it off with my hands. Oh,
okay,
it's
right.
A bar, I assume.
All right, sure, sure. Yeah, she'll accept that then. Okay. She starts eating it.
I say, how long would it take a fellow to get to Sabineville?
Sabineville is about a half-hour drive south of here, honey.
Oh, half-hour drive. And what was... Sorry, you heard me. It sounded like a really weird incident. I've never heard of anybody having that kind of sensitivity, but to light in the dark and all those kind of strange things. That sounds like quite a strange situation. What were they called out for? Sorry, I'm just being nosy.
They got called out for the man himself. Someone, one of the kids at the party, I think.
Oh, so kids at a party, having a party. Is that a common occurrence? They have these, like, you know, kid parties out in the dark, in the woods, that kind of thing?
It wasn't in the woods, from my understanding. It was a abandoned building. I don't think she gives you kind of like a look, and yeah. She says, I don't think it was all on the up and up.
I guess we've both been to those parties before, I'm assuming.
I wouldn't know, she says.
Oh. Is that a lie?
She said, but she said, she obviously, you don't need a roll for this. She's obviously like I wouldn't know. Yeah. Like, she's implying,
you know what's
yes.
funny? If Heracles was doing that, he wouldn't know.
I think she's
Heracles
making it obvious
rules,
enough.
But different rules. He didn't go to parties. Heracles sure. broke into abandoned buildings to punch ghosts.
Punching a ghost?
Like, just to meet them.
Sure, sure.
Just to befriend a ghost.
That's how he, that's what he, that's the expression he uses. Yeah. You go punch a ghost. Go you know, say hello, you
yeah.
know?
It sounds like he's taking a shit. I'm going to go punch a ghost.
It does sound like he's taking a shit. Anyway.
I got up in the morning, had a coffee, punched a ghost. Punched out a ghost. Is that a common thing out that way? People going into abandoned buildings? Like what? Now, see, in my hometown, the abandoned building that everybody wanted to try to get into was an old abandoned library, which doesn't sound very interesting. But the thing that got all the kids excited was this library, so they said, belonged to a demonologist who had used it to collect all kinds of occult paraphernalia. Some people were a little bit deflated. Some people is Heracles as a child. To break in there and find that it was just a huge collection of Japanese and Korean erotica. Not a demon book inside.
Well,
anyway, what kind of building was it?
Oh, I don't know about that one. You might have had, well, you just missed him, unfortunately, I guess. He had to go off. But yeah, I don't know exactly what building it was. But there's a lot of abandoned buildings out Sabineville way. Town kind of went down in the 80s, you know what I mean? One of those sorts of places.
Yes, there's plenty of those places, and they keep going down.
Well, yeah. Poor things.
Maybe the real horror isn't the thing under the blanket at all, but capitalism.
I wouldn't know about that, honey, she says. But yeah.
Heracles spent some time with some revolutionaries in prison. He's come out. Anti-capitalist.
Little red book in his pocket, yeah.
Yes, comrade.
as for if we get a lot of that sort of stuff from Sabineville, not very particular. Well, I wouldn't say we never get it. They do have a medical center there that handles things for the most part, but...
But they brought him here.
No, he was left there, at the medical center there. They just don't have much in the way of... Their own medical support, it's not large enough to support a hospital, so our ambulances need to go out that far sometimes.
Right, I understand. I was confused. I thought that's a long way to be traveling people back and forth.
For the most part, a lot of what they get down there is she leans in, and she seems a bit upset by it, but there's also kind of like a white middle classness to what she says next.
Yep.
She says, get a lot of drug addicts out that way.
Oh, what? Like, is it a bad problem? And do you think that this fella, this costumed fella, Gene, did your friend say what kind of costume he was wearing?
No, we didn't mention that.
Dang. My money's on an astronaut. Everybody wants to dress as an astronaut.
I wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid.
See? Everybody wants to be an astronaut.
It's lovely to imagine flying up there.
Do you think that maybe that's what happened to him, that he had maybe taken something that he shouldn't have?
Well, get good money's on it, I'd have to say.
Yes, good money would be on it.
Yeah. Unfortunate. Poor things. But yeah, it's a rough area down there.
Well, that's all right. I can handle myself.
That's a good line. That's good shit.
Well, thank you very much. Enjoy your just bitter. But I'm going to head off. My associate here, is Rowdy still sitting there waiting for, or has he left?
No, Rowdy's still sitting there, yeah.
He's going to take it from here and I'll pass on any more information.
Right, sure.
I think I'm going to Sabineville.
Right.
You have a wonderful evening, my friend.
You too. So you can decide right now, did you come in the car with Rowdy or did you have your own car?
I'm gonna say that I don't think Rowdy likes to drive with me anymore.
Ever since the Everglades, yeah.
Yeah. Not even from him being shot. I think I just talk a lot and he's sick of
it. Oh, yeah, no, that's what I meant. Yeah. You were driving through the Everglades and that's about as much.
Yeah, yeah.
Rowdy turned to you and he said, listen, this drive, about an hour long, that's about as much time as I could spend in the car with you for my life. That's it.
Separate cars, I understand.
Heracles wasn't offended. That's fair enough. That's fine.
Sure.
Gives him time to think out loud.
All right. Yeah, so you probably have maybe some...
I'm going to head towards where the ambos pull up, where the ambulance
sure.
is. See if the EMT is still hanging around or if that ambulance is still there. I sort of give a sort of wave to Rowdy. Does Rowdy have children? Fuck, it's fucked that Heracles doesn't know.
Rowdy has three kids, two sons and a daughter.
Yeah. Heracles doesn't know. Well, does, but doesn't care. It's not important.
All right.
He's not a piece of shit. She's not a piece of shit. There's just... Maybe Rowdy's like, I'm not telling you that
it's
information.
Not, yeah, man, it's just not the sort of information that Heracles needs to know.
No, correct. And if you're on a need-to-know basis, there's, you know, I don't need to know. Yeah, I head over to where the ambos are pulling up.
All right, highs or lows?
My most favorite mechanic. I'm going to say highs.
He's still there. You spot him almost immediately. But, unfortunately, he and his partner are loading up their ambulance. It looks like they're about to head out.
I'm just going to... call out to him as I'm walking that way, just before he heads out.
The two ambos look at each other, or EMTs.
Yeah, so I've called them ambos. Yeah.
I also just call them ambos. I mean, we can call them ambos, but the people in the world probably would call them EMTs.
It would not surprise you to know that that is what Australians call ambulance drivers or paramedics.
Ambos. Yeah, paramedics, yeah. Hmm. Anyway, the two men look at each other, and then the one that you want to talk to.
Turns. I know you're both in a great hurry to leave, and I'm not wanting to hold you up. In fact, this will only take 5 seconds of your time.
Uh-huh.
One, what was the man dressed as?
Dressed as like a time traveler.
I thought I'd be an astronaut. Everyone's always dressed up as astronauts.
I wanted to be an astronaut when I was a kid.
Everybody wanted to be an astronaut.
Yeah.
Does the other EMT say he wants to be an astronaut?
He doesn't say that, but he nods. Yeah.
A time traveler? I gotta ask, how did you know he was dressed as a time traveler?
Well, he was all in, like, old-fashioned clothes.
Like period clothes, like collars and cravats and lacy things.
I don't know the fancy terms for all the different things, but yeah, like a old-timey man from powdered wigs or whatever.
I was gonna say, was it like Shakespeare or cowboys?
Neither, I guess.
Hmm.
Oh, no, I guess like Shakespeare, yeah.
What if it wasn't a costume? My second question. So this man was at a party. You guys got called out because of something going on there. They called him in because he was freaking out about the noise and the sounds.
We just get the call from the 911 operator. They said to head out to the address, gave us the address, and then said that there was a man in distress. That's pretty much all we knew.
He say anything peculiar? I don't know, like...
Say peculiar, do you mean peculiar for the general public or peculiar from someone from Sabineville?
Someone from Sabineville.
I would not describe him as speaking peculiarly.
Someone from the general public, then.
Well, yes, but anyone from Sabineville speaks peculiar compared to the general public.
Why is that?
The two EMTs look at each other, exchange like a very knowing look. Then the guy turns back to you and he says... There are two reasons we get called out to Sabineville. One of those reasons is an old person has passed away. Sorry, no. Three reasons we get called out to Sabineville. One of them is an old person has passed away. Second one is gang violence. And the third one is, and this is the most common one, someone has imbibed too much of whatever it may be and needs our assistance.
Do you know what the abandoned building these kids were hanging out in?
Didn't catch a name, just the address.
I'm going to live with you boys. I'm a man who's fascinated by peculiar incidents, strange and unusual things, or what I like to call ontologically problematic events. You don't need to worry about the Paul answer that, but this just sounds too bizarre, and I'm close enough to investigate. Would you give me the address of that abandoned building?
Well, 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 if it isn't Webster himself, come to spew forth every word he has. The man takes an immediate dislike to you.
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Would this man be blue collar?
Oh, yeah.
Great, because I have an advantage to persuade people who are blue collar.
You got pen and paper?
Adam.
Yeah?
I tap my head.
He gives you the address.
Right.
You two gentlemen have a lovely evening. Good luck out there and keep doing what you do.
They nod. The other man thanks you, and then the two of them drive off.
I go to my car,
mm-hmm.
and I head to... I punch in on my little...
On your phone?
On my phone. I punch in the address
mm-hmm.
to Sabineville.
It's about a half-hour drive.
Yeah, let's go.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.